A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went on a day's journey and into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." It's the real thing. Many companies have a slogan that they will use to convey what they want to sell in their products. And probably one I just gave you might be familiar with some of you. It was from the Coca-Cola company for several decades. It's the real thing. And I want to use that today because of what one person had said. A priest of our diocese who is now deceased said one day he received a phone call from a woman who asked him to come and see him because she was dying. He wasn't familiar with the name, and so when he went, he found out not only was she not a parishioner, she wasn't even Catholic. And in the course of the dialogue, she said, "Father, I want to receive Holy Communion." So he said to her, he said, "Well, you know, you are not Catholic. In the Catholic Church, we believe that the gifts of bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. We call that transubstantiation. That the gifts of bread and wine are no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood of Christ. In contrasting with most of what Protestant churches hold, that consubstantiation, that the bread and wine exist with the body and blood of Christ until after the service, and then it's just bread and wine again. And she said, I know that, Father, but I want the real thing. And he was kind of taken aback, but then he saw in her kind of an act of faith. She believed. And so he gave her Holy Communion. It is the real thing. We hear that today in our gospel passage as Jesus continues to dialogue, or if you want to say debate, the Jewish people present for that great miracle we heard 2 weeks ago. But as I've been going most of all on the first reading, I want to go to that one first and then go into the gospel passage briefly. Our first reading today is taken from the first book of Kings. And Elijah, who is one of the four major prophets, found himself in a very difficult situation. He had proved that the false gods and the false prophets were wrong. And so he had the false prophets murdered. Ahab, who was the king at the time of Israel, thought that would be just fine. He kind of liked Elijah, but also kind of worked against him as well. But it was Ahab's wife, Jezebel, the queen, who hated Elijah for killing off the prophets and just getting rid of the false prophets and idols. So she was going to hunt him down to have him killed. So he fled. He went a great distance, they figure perhaps even 100 miles, running, walking, whenever he could to get as far away from her as far as possible. And when he came to this broom tree, he lay down. He prayed for nothing more than death. That would probably solve everything. But we heard, though, the angel of the Lord came to him and said, get up and eat. Provided for him was food and drink, which he probably had nothing to eat or drink at all for days. So he did. But then again, lay down under the tree and praying for death. But the angel came to him a second time and said, get up and eat. The journey will be too long. He probably thought that if he didn't eat and drink, he would be disobeying God, so he did. And quoting a famous baseball player, Yogi Berra, it isn't over until it's over. God was not done with him yet. God wanted him to continue to be the great prophet, calling people back to conversion. It was that when he went off then to go to Mount Horeb. It says it took 40 days and nights, but he arrived there to meet God face to face. The food that God had provided was for him to continue to do what God wanted him to do. And in our gospel passage for today, as we continue to hear this dialogue that Jesus had with the Jewish people, first of all, going back to 2 weeks ago when we heard of the tremendous miracle, in which Jesus had fed at least 5,000 people with just a few loaves and a few fish. It was then a miracle. And anybody who was there should have wondered, well, how could this ever have happened? And then last Sunday we heard a sign. Jesus said the sign of his presence is in the Eucharist. Now for the passage for today, there is one key thing that St. John includes in our understanding of the Eucharist that is not found in the other three gospel accounts. He has Jesus saying, I give my flesh for the life of the world. The other three gospels always use body of Christ, and we use that term as well. But what Jesus is conveying is this, is that he's giving his very self in the Holy Eucharist. This is his flesh and his blood, sacrificed for the many, to show that he wants to be with us, that he is going to become a very part of our life, and he will continue to do that until our journey comes to an end. Probably a couple of years ago, maybe going back a good 10, you always heard the phrase, you are what you eat. We know that if we eat healthily, we should be healthy. If we do not eat healthily, we are not as healthy as we should be. If we eat and consume the body and blood of Christ, Jesus' flesh and blood for the world, it should be a good sign to everyone else, and especially ourselves, that God is with us. So let the Holy Eucharist shine in your life. If you truly believe in the presence of the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, He is our food and our drink. He is the flesh and life to the world. And if we hunger for Him, there's no one else for whom we need to be satisfied, for it is Jesus Christ truly present in the Eucharist. It is the real thing. Christ truly present, His flesh and blood for the life of the world.